This program contains general information about legal matters and should not be used as an alternative to legal advice for your specific case. If you have any specific questions about any legal matter, you should consult Greg Leiter or other professional legal services providers. You should never delay seeking legal advice, disregard legal advice, or commence or discontinue any legal action because of information from this program. Welcome to Personal Injury Straight Talk on 1340 WJOL, brought to you by Greg Leiter, lead attorney with Leiter Law Offices. And here's your host, legal expert and your legal advocate, Greg Leiter.
Good afternoon, Will County. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. As always, feel free to call in with any questions or concerns that you may have. 815-254-7300 is the number. If you'd rather call and talk off air about a legal question, a personal injury matter, or any other concern, feel free to give me a call at my office, 815-723-7600. Last week, we spoke about how to go about handling and communicating with an insurance company and an adjuster after you've been involved in an accident, what kind of information to share with them, whether it's too much, too little, how many facts, that type of thing. And we are going to talk today about how to go about proceeding after you are involved in an accident. And, you know, it's something that we've spoke about in the past, but I think it's important to mention that there are, you know, a few things to keep in the back of your head in case you are involved in such a situation. And if we have time towards the end of the half hour, we're going to get into the liability and the law in Illinois as it relates to dog bites or animal bites or attacks, and whether or not you can get compensated for being attacked or bit by somebody's dog. But let's start off by discussing some things to keep in mind after you're involved in an auto accident. And I know, again, we've talked about this before, but I can't stress it enough, the fact that you need to visit a doctor or a healthcare professional to be examined as soon as possible, regardless of how severe you believe your injuries may be. I think it's pretty common that what may appear to be a minor injury can quickly progress and become something more severe. So I think it's in your best interest to err on the side of caution, follow up with a doctor or a healthcare professional, get checked out, and make sure that there's not more going on than what meets the eye. So it's important for your own well-being, but, you know, it's also important because if you are going to potentially be making a claim for whoever against whoever caused your injuries at a later date, the insurance companies are going to want to see that you've gone in, you've checked yourself out, and that you're getting some kind of medical treatment. All right. So, you know, if you wait a month, 2 months after an accident, then you're going to run into an issue with the insurance company denying your claim, saying that you delayed in getting treatment, and they're going to compensate you accordingly. So that is something to keep in mind. And, you know, from an insurance company's perspective, and not just for the initial date of treatment, but continuity of care is something that we discuss when I'm dealing with insurance adjusters. They look to see if there are gaps in medical treatment. You know, you go in after an auto accident, you get checked out at the hospital, the ER, or your primary care physician, and then you wait 3, 4, 5 months, you're still experiencing back or neck pain, and then you go in for a follow-up months after and start therapy or whatever treatment, you know, might be necessary. And, you know, I know we all have a lot going on in our lives, and, you know, we don't always have time to take care of ourselves with all, you know, our other responsibilities that we have. But, you know, I can tell you that if you have a gap of 3, 4, 5 months in medical treatment, that's going to be enough for the insurance company to deny your claim or to not compensate you, you know, accordingly. So, you know, I'm happy to go through it with you and to discuss it if you have such an issue. But, you know, making sure that you get the appropriate treatment and that there's what we call continuity in treatment is important. So I think that's pretty clear. After an accident, get yourself checked out. Err on the side of caution. Make sure that, you know, it's nothing worse than what appears. Something else to keep in mind, if you have any wounds, abrasions, scars, you know, we've talked about this too in the past, take pictures of it, okay? It may not seem, relevant at the time, but it's something that can be utilized later on to help maximize your recovery against an insurance company. Insurance companies, if they can see a visual of what your bruise or cut or abrasion looks like as opposed to just hearing that, that you have an abrasion, I think there's more weight that's behind it. And there's a different perspective from the insurance companies if they're visually able to see your injuries. The next step to take, and this may be self-evident, but notify the proper authorities. If you're involved in an accident, call the police. If you're injured at work or someplace else, file a report. File a report at work. If you fall or get injured in someone's business, you know, fill out, if you can, if you're physically able to, fill out the paperwork. So it's documented. And, one thing that comes up, especially with workers' comp and, somebody's injured at work, they fill out a work report. And then, like I think I told you last week, that report that you fill out at the doctor or at your employer's office, is going to definitely see the light of day again in a workers' compensation case. I think every work comp trial that I've been involved in, the defense attorney pulls out the work injury report that was filled out immediately after the accident, and they drill the client on it in terms of its accuracy and what took place, looking for any inconsistencies. So it's something you got to do. It's going to help you out later. If you need help with it, contact an attorney, sit down. I'm happy if I'm representing a client to sit down and help them with the narrative in a police report or a work injury report. But usually by the time a client comes to me for a workers' compensation case, they've already filled out the report, the injury report. So there's not much, we can do about it at that time. And, like I said, insurance companies are going to stand behind that and use that as a reason to deny a worker's or employee's claim. They're going to say, well, we have the work injury report, and there's, even if it's minor, a discrepancy between what the employee tells the doctor, if there's any discrepancies between what's in the doctor's records and the work injury report, I can tell you insurance companies are going to jump on the opportunity to deny the claim and not provide benefits. It's common with workers' compensation cases over and over. These insurance companies look for any potential way that they can to not provide the employees with the benefits that they're entitled to. It happens over and over, and even when there seems to be a clear-cut case and the employee is getting treatment regularly and getting the notes from the doctors, insurance companies still find a way to go in and cut off the employee's benefits. And there's things that that we can do with court. There's petitions and motions that we can file, but it all takes time. So there's not an emergency type motion that you can file with workers' comp that'll get you before the judge or the arbitrator within a few days. Usually it takes months. So something to again be aware of. Obviously, if you're involved in an auto accident, you're going to want to notify your insurance company as well. Okay, even if you're not the one that caused the accident, if it was caused by by another driver, give your insurance company a call. Put them on notice of the accident. If it turns out later on after the insurance companies perform their investigation that Potentially your insurance company is going to pay for the damage to your vehicle. Your insurance company will then undergo what's called a subrogation right, and they're going to go after the other driver's insurance company to try to get reimbursed for that. And same thing, if you pay your deductible, say you say you pay $250, $500 to your insurance company after an accident that you didn't cause, so that your insurance company can go ahead and make the repairs to your vehicle, that's fine. Your insurance company will then go after the other driver, the at-fault driver's insurance company, for the cost of the repairs. And by law, they're also required to go after the deductible that you paid, so that you should be reimbursed at a later date for that as well. So something else that that's important to know. Photographs of your vehicle and any other vehicles that are involved. If you have time after an accident and you're in the right state of mind, you're physically okay, you're at the scene waiting perhaps for the police to arrive, you know, go ahead, take out your cell phone and shoot some pictures of your vehicle and of the other vehicle that's involved. And again, you're not going to know until later how relevant, if at all, they're going to be. But it's something that you should do and would be helpful. So, tell you what, we're going to talk a bit more about some steps to take after an accident, some things to be cognizant of after being involved in an accident. But how about we take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Have you been hurt on the job? Has your doctor misdiagnosed or mistreated your medical condition? Meet attorney Greg Leiter. But before we go on, let's get two things straight. We've all heard the cheesy lawyer ads that say,
call us for a free consultation. We don't get paid until you win money.
The truth is, every injury lawyer gives a free consultation, and no attorney gets paid until you win money. So what should you look for in an attorney? Someone who wins your type of case. That attorney is Greg Leiter. Greg Leiter has years of experience with personal injury, medical malpractice, and workman's comp. He's won millions of dollars for his clients who've been hurt on the job and have helped them keep food on the table and provide for their families. Plus, his background as an insurance defense attorney gives him unique insight to help prove your case. Call Greg Leiter today. You'll meet with him, and he will personally handle your case. If you have a personal injury, workman's comp, or medical malpractice case, or know someone who does, call Greg Leiter today at 815-723-7600. That's 815-723-7600.
Martin Whalen Office Solutions, Xerox MFPs, Color Systems, Network Printers, and more. American Sale, 10 convenient retail locations offering recreational holiday products and more. Administrative Assistant Diane Clark.
We had a very bad taste in our mouth from a previous company. When we first started meeting with Martin Whalen, I told him that.
And the difference with Martin Whalen?
They tell you the truth, which is very rare these days.
Well, being truthful, that's one reason Martin Whalen receives a customer experience score of 94 out of 100 from Net Promoter, the worldwide standard for measuring customer loyalty.
People can't go wrong with Martin Whalen.
And that's because
you get your bottom line taken care of and your service is always right on the money.
Martin Whalen and Xerox. Breakthrough document imaging technology, local support, and people you can trust. Visit us at MWOS.com. That's MWOS.com.
Join Richard Fredrickson every Thursday morning at 9:05 for the Will County Business Report. They have an interesting, informative show with interviews and ideas and solutions for business and individuals. The Will County Business Report is sponsored by Wormer Rogers, Duran & Ruzon, and People First Bank. Thursdays, 9:05, right here on WJOL, Will County's News Talk Sports.
Hi, this is Tom Ballard of DryFX Restoration with my co-host, Charlie.
Hi, Tom, and welcome to Around the House, the talk show that each week brings in experts to talk about topics for Around the House.
This week, we'll be talking about important issues concerning the care for the inside and outside of our home, and we've invited in some experts to answer your questions and enlighten us on how to maintain our castles.
Can't wait until Saturday at 12:30. We'll talk to you then.
Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.
Welcome back. 815-254-7300 is the number. feel free to look us up online at www.glighterlaw.com or give me a call at the office and we can talk off the air at 815-723-7600. Before we took a break, we were discussing some things to keep in mind after being involved in an accident. And we discussed the importance of seeking medical treatment or attention, regardless of how severe you may feel your injuries are. For instance, most soft tissue injuries take days to develop after a trauma, so it's important to go in and get checked out. Photographs of any injuries, photographs of the vehicles that are involved. We talked about notifying the proper authorities, whether that's the police, whether you're filling out a job incident report, whatever it may be. These are some things to keep in mind. Also, after being involved in any kind of accident, there are going to be expenses that are going to be incurred, whether it's repair to the vehicle, it's medical costs, and not everything immediately may be covered by insurance. So it's important to retain any out-of-pocket cost that you may incur after an accident. And I know it's something that I ask my clients to hold on to. That's repair costs to a vehicle, rental. Perhaps your insurance company is going to cover under your policy 5-7 days of vehicle rental, and if it takes longer to have the car repaired and you need the vehicle longer, and you're stuck paying for something out of pocket, hold on to those bills. Same with copays. You know, your insurance company may cover your medical visit, but there could be $20, $40, $50, $100 out of pocket to you. So hold on to that. Hold on to that information because your attorney is going to need it at a later date if he's going to make a claim for you. If you're going to try to represent yourself and submit information to the insurance companies, they're going to want to see documentation of any out-of-pocket expenses. That's also true with prescriptions and something else, wage loss. If you miss work because of an accident or an injury, hold on to some pay stubs. If it's more of a significant period of time, you may need to gather tax returns so that it can be shown and documented that there was a period of time that you were off of work as a result of an accident. So, something I think is interesting to mention, if you are involved and you have to miss some work from an accident, it's fine. It's one thing to take yourself off of work because you're not feeling well, you're not feeling up to it. But at the end of the day, if you're going to make a claim for wage loss, the insurance company is going to look to see what the doctor has to say. If the doctor takes you off of work for a period of time, then you will be compensated for that time off of work if it's reasonable. But if you're on your own, say, well, I'm going to take off a week of work because I was involved in this auto accident and I'm not feeling up to going to work, without a doctor's note, you're going to have a difficult time getting reimbursed for that. So a couple other things to keep in mind. Statute of limitations. This is something that we've discussed in the past, and it's something that you need to know. And feel free to call myself or another attorney. Statute of limitations is a specified period of time in which you have to file in court a claim or a lawsuit in order to pursue a case and get compensated for your injuries. If you blow that statute of limitations and you are one day late, you will be forever barred from bringing a claim. So, for example, personal injury. If you're involved in an auto accident, you've got 2 years from the date of the accident to file something in court. If you hire an attorney and that attorney waits 2 years and one day, your attorney has committed malpractice, and you will forever be barred from bringing a claim. So that's something that you need to know. And, personal injuries, mainly 2 years. Workers' compensation, it's 3 years. But, you know, if you're in the situation, consult with an attorney because there are other notice requirements that that you have to satisfy a lot of times in order to pursue certain claims. That's true with workers' compensation. You have to give notice to your supervisor within a specified period of time. You know, if you get injured on a government property or by, you know, a municipality or, you know, in some respect the government's involved, you know, you're probably not going to have 2 years. You need to know your statute of limitations is going to be cut down to 1 year. So, you know, don't delay. If you think that you may need some help, go in and talk to somebody, okay? Don't be guessing and don't put yourself in the position that you're going to be barred at a later date. And, you know, something else that I know we've talked about a number of times in the past. We've talked about it last week as well. A lot of people out there feel that they want to try to pursue a claim on their own without having an attorney, you know, involved. But, you know, something to keep in mind, and I don't know how to stress it enough, and I know it's the same approach that I take with my clients. You know, personal injury claims are not settled quickly, and they shouldn't be. Never, ever, ever, ever agree on a settlement with an insurance company, and you know, I'm the same way again with mine, until you are completely healed and you are knowledgeable of the extent of the damages and your injuries. You hate to see somebody in the situation where they settle with an insurance company 3 days after an accident because the company calls them and they offer them, you know, $500 or some nominal amount. And then in the days or weeks following, you notice that the pain is worse than you thought, that you're going to need additional medical treatment. You know what? At that point, it's too late, and there's nothing you can do. So, you know, don't be in a rush if you're going to try to handle it yourself. And, you know, again, I take that same approach. If I'm representing a client, I make sure that they are done treating, and I follow up with them to, you know, to see how they're feeling, to make sure that they're not going to need any follow-up visits with a medical provider. Before I go ahead and try to resolve a claim on their behalf. And we've got a bit more time, and I think we can talk about a question that comes up over and over. And it's not really a question as much as it is an excuse that I hear from clients who come in. They say that they were involved in an accident. They were injured, and I asked them, okay, well, what treatment have you had so far? You know, who have you seen? And way too often I get the response, oh no, I've got the pain, but I don't have the money to go in and get treated and see a doctor. And you know, like I said before, that's problematic. Insurance companies, again, they look for that initial date of treatment to be shortly after the accident. They look for continuity of treatment. You know, so the excuse, you know, I didn't have the money to go in and get checked out, that is not going to fly. There's always ways, and you know, you find a good qualified attorney, and we can help you get the treatment that you need by steering you in the right direction and explaining your options. In terms of payment to these medical providers so that you're not compromising your claim and you are getting the treatment that you need. Obviously, if you get injured and you have primary insurance, you're golden. Use your insurance and get whatever treatment that you need. There's no excuse for somebody with private insurance to not get treatment if they're involved in an accident. That's why you have it. If you don't have insurance and you go in, you can always ask the person in billing at the hospital if they have any charity programs, which most hospitals do have. Usually they'll send you the paperwork. You'll fill it out. You'll explain, you know, any hardships or, you know, income, economic situations that you might be having. You'll submit that back, and a lot of times you know, the hospitals will just write it off, or they're going to work with you on the bill. And lastly, if you go in and you're seeking treatment from an auto accident or, you know, another type of accident, there is what's called a lien that the medical provider can set up. And the way that works is you go in, you give the hospital or your doctor physical therapy, give them the name of your attorney and the contact information, and that healthcare provider will treat you for your injuries, you know, that were related to the accident. And then at the end of your case, when you resolve it, the medical provider will have a lien on file and they will get paid at the end of your case. And, you know, just like your attorney on an injury case, they're paid on a contingency fee basis. The medical provider will file their lien. They're going to be protected, and they'll get paid later on. And I think pretty much every place will work with you that way and set up a lien. So that is that's the way to go if you don't have private insurance. Obviously, Medicaid, Medicare. If you have that, you're also in a good position, even though not every medical provider takes public aid. There are a number of them that do, including hospitals, and that'll allow you to get the treatment that you need. So really, there's no excuse if you're involved in any kind of accident and you get injured. There's no excuse to not get the treatment that you need. So tell you what, we have a few minutes left, and I thought maybe we would talk about what happens in the situation where possibly you're bit or attacked by a dog or another animal. And, you know, we've heard in the past people say, oh, there's what's called a two-bite rule, meaning if the dog's already bit somebody once in the past, then the owner knows that dog is vicious, violent, or has violent propensities, and should know to keep that dog or animal away from people from there on out. And that is actually not the law in Illinois. In Illinois, there's a specific statute that essentially explains that regardless of whether that dog's ever acted in such a manner in the past, it's what's called strict liability. So that means one time is enough. Essentially, it means that the owner of a dog or another animal can't then argue that that he or she had no warning of the animal's aggressive or injury-causing tendencies. And, you know, if you're walking down the street and a dog escapes from somebody's backyard, runs up to you and jumps on you or bites you, or causes some other injury to you, you're automatically under Illinois law going to be able to recover against the owner of that dog. So there are two exceptions to that rule or two defenses that that dog owners may assert. One is if you are trespassing, if you're somewhere that you're not supposed to be or you're not lawfully permitted to be, if you're roaming around somebody's backyard and their dog bites you, you're trespassing, and you can't recover necessarily for getting bit or getting injured. So in that situation, or in the situation where you're provoking the dog, you're pulling the dog's ears, or your child's riding the dog, or you're pulling his tail, now you're provoking the dog, and that's a defense to the strict liability in Illinois, and you're going to be unable to recover. So, you know, with dog bites, you know, just like we mentioned earlier in the show, take pictures of the injury, take pictures of the wounds. You know, a lot of times people recover for scars that resulted from dog bites. You're going to want to take photographs of the progression. And then, you know, again, talk to a well-qualified attorney who can maximize the recovery for you on your scar and your disfigurement. So I appreciate you all joining me this afternoon. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Again, the office number, 815-723-7600. Look us up online, www.glighterlaw.com. And everybody have a safe and happy week. Thanks.